Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And I'm always very happy to be here. And I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. And the mic is in my hand, David Shombe. And as we are always doing, Business and Economic Segment is your favorite platform where we discuss business, economics, international relations aspect of branded butter, and also we look at some critical analysis of institutions. We analyzing leaders, we analyze corporates, and you know, political leaders, and also leaders of NGO, and what are they are contributing to the national developmental goal, regional developmental goal, continental, and also the SDGs. So, as we are always saying, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that our dear listeners, callers can engage us in the studio. You can air your opinion, you can air your view, you can give your assessment. And because we have a good understanding to say, for us to build institutions, we don't necessarily need to be on one page. Especially when it comes to issues of bread and butter, we must debate respectfully, passing points across until to the point where we build, you know, institutions, where we build institutions of governance, we build economic institutions, and also we upgrade our state, because our conversation here always, you know, linked to what can we do to make sure that Namibia is best or reach its goals. What can we do to make sure that we move away from the politicizing, politicking, to practically implement what is said, what need to be done, and how can an inclusive, economic, stable, and also a state with financial stability, that is Namibia, being realized? How can it be realized? What role should I play? As a journalist, as a radio presenter, as a taxi driver, as a lawyer, as wherever you find yourself, what role can you play to make sure that, you know, you contribute positively to the advancement of this country? And also, what are our leaders doing? What are they doing right and what are they doing wrong? Because it's our democratic right to make sure that those who we employ, particularly the politicians, we gave them job, we elected them to power, to lead us. We also need to do a performance assessment on them. How are they performing? We need also to tick the boxes where they do well. And with respect, we also need to make sure that we point out those things which need to be pointed out. And that is the only way that we are going to grow. And there is no a perfect human being. There is no a perfect human being. Particularly where you are in a society where things are dynamic, and in a society where a lot is expected from you. So, just before we go straight to the conversation, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us at Eagle FM Namibia, you connect with us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, connect with us on X, and also on Instagram. Also, make sure that you connect with us by making sure that you download our e-paper, the Villager newspaper, every Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday, so that, you know, we can contribute positively to what you are doing. If you are a business person, you are a student of politics, you are a student of international relations, student of law, it's always very good to make sure that you read the Villager newspaper. When you read the Villager newspaper, then you will be capacitated, and also you will be able also to advance, you know, your research, and also in terms of data collections. Now, it's also very important to make sure that when people are asking where is Eagle FM Namibia, understand our operation mechanism. One of these is to make sure that you download our app, that is Eagle FM. Download the app, go to Play Store, download the app. When you download the app, you will be able to connect with us when we are speaking on air. And you can also go to podcast by checking our open archive. Those are recorded previous, shows and programs, news bulletins, go to podcast. They are documented, and you can connect with us. Last three, Imba app. We have the best simplification of your hymn book. That is your Hangano book. Just download Imba app. If you don't have a Hangano book hard copy, you don't have a hymn book, download Imba app. It's translated into various languages, particularly local Namibian languages, Oshiwambo, English, Ochiherero, Afrikaans, Osilozi, Osilozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And without wasting any time, it's also very important to look at political analysis. And Namibia has been, praised internationally, continentally, and regionally, and domestically by electing the first democratically elected female president, which is one bold move toward gender equality, and also one bold move toward recognizing an individual based on capabilities. And also Namibia has been praised breaking the ceilings, and us having a first female president, a lot has been expected from her. And it's also very important also to look at the lens of analysis which is used when we we look at what was done, what did the president do, what did she not, what is that she did not do, what are some of the weakness, and what are some of the the strength, and how can me as an ordinary Namibian contribute to this vision. There is actually a lot of things when you look at the politics of the US, you look at the politics of the politics of the Russians, the politics of the Chinese, you go to Europe, Africa, 100 days in the office is a lens of analysis in politics. And to add to that, not only in politics, even in the corporate world, when you are CEO of a private institution, when you are a senior manager, when you have a strategic position, they always have a lens of analysis, which is 90 to 100 days. And within those 100 days is defined to say that is where you lay your ground. That is where you put, your team together. And that is also where you have to make some first two or three bold moves. That is also a precedency that you are setting so that, citizens, your subordinates and people who are trusting you can also be able to see the direction where you are going as a president. Now, in our context, 21st March, 2025, history was done. Namibia got the first female president after a very contested election. Key appointments have been made. Structural changes in terms of governance system have been seen, reduction of ministries. And we have also seen a lot of pronunciation. We have seen a lot of ministers running around with good intention and also making some bold moves. We can talk about Ministry of Urban Work and Transport. You look at key appointment. You can talk about Foreign Affairs. You talk about Health. You can also talk about Ministry of Agriculture. And you can also talk about the bumpy roads or some of the challenges, because, there is always this thing, they call it baptism of fire. The first scandal or the first event that define the character of a leader is the first challenge that that leader is facing. And it's not about victory. It's not about victory. It's about challenges that this leader is facing. And how did this leader react to these challenges? Those are some of the things that we need to look at, because your strength is seen when you're in trouble. Your strength is seen when you're in trouble. And your reaction to that challenges that is that faced you is defining who you are, how you position yourself, and how you deal with trouble. And also how you can also keep the team together. Now, there's actually a lot of things that need to be analyzed. However, I'm going to give opportunity to those who have been observing and also watching, and to see where we are standing in terms of that. Now, there is one thing that I would like to talk about, because a lot of people, they don't really look at it this way. For you to be a president, you have to come from a certain political party, by far, certain political party, and the relationship between the political party that you are leading and the state must be strengthened. That is one thing, and our analysis is not only going to look at the decisions made, challenges made. Challenges faced. We are also going to look at the relationship between current president, the leadership of the party. We look at the veterans of the party that she's leading. Some of the things which have happened there, and also we are also going to look at the relationship between the president and also the youth wing. You know, with politics, there is a lot of things that you cannot see when you are inside a certain political party. But there are also things that you cannot really hide forever. When you look at when you move around the street, you will be able also to realize to say, SPYL as a wing has been a little bit of neglected in terms of key appointments, and yes, they are not entitled to. But in politics, it's not only about technocrats, it's also about those who are on the ground. Yeah, that's why our point of analysis, when I'm going to the conversation, I also look at that. I look at a little bit of tension between SPYL and the student body. It's like a lot of people who have been, you know, given these, positions are from the student body. And also, look at what they did, particularly during campaign, and also the outcome, and also balancing between the technocrats and also ordinary politicians, and also without compromising the future of the country, and just quite a lot of things to unpack. So in a very short period of time, I'm going to get into the conversation with a political analyst and public policy analyst, just to assist us to say, what qualification or what grade are we going to give our president in the first 100 days in the office? Are we going to give him an A star, a B star, a B, a C, a D, or we are going to give an E? Because it's our job to do that. It's our job to analyze that. And also, interestingly, also, what can we do as Namibians? Because it's one thing to criticize me as an individual, but it's also the other thing for you as a citizen also to take responsibility to say, what can I do to contribute to the vision of this country, and how we can integrate this thing? And most importantly, also cut across issues. What is in for the youth? What is in for the youth in these 100 days of analysis? How are we prioritized? Is our voice heard? So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we can, start with that analysis.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
JSB.
Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Yes, we are proceeding as it has always been. Especially at this business and economic segment, as we are always saying, we are analyzing policies, we are analyzing political decisions, and we are looking at how Namibia is standing. And today, we are looking at our president, our administration, the new administration of Namibia, the first 100 days in the office. You know, 100 days have been used for political analysis, particularly when a leader got into the office. You can be a CEO. They have to put the scale of analysis to say, David, what have you done in the first 100 days? Because this is where you have to set the presidency. This is also where you have to set your standard. This is also where you have to define your vision and your strategic goal to the people that you are leading. And stakeholders, investors, they look at that 100 days because if you are not bold, you'll never be bold. If you are bold, it will come out. If you have some weakness, it will also come out. If you need some assistance, it will also come out. But let us look at Namibia and the new administration. You know, Namibia was very happy last year when we first elected the first female president, the first commander-in-chief. And when she came to the office, she came with very clear, different direction, focus on the game, key strategic appointment, some challenges on the way, some bumpy roads, some criticisms. That's why today we are looking at what are those things that our president have done well so far, where she need to be praised, and what are some of the things that we see that as Namibians need to be worked on, or they were not done well, so that we can look beyond 100 days. I'm joined by Gabriel Yambo, and he's a researcher and analyst of public policy and also geopolitics. Just to help us unpack. Gabriel, good evening, and how are you doing?
Good evening, David, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, Gabriel, let's hit the ball running.
Yeah.
Let's hit the ball rolling. 100 days in the office, our current president. What are some of the 5 key things that you can say she has done well compared to other presidents?
Majority of us bought into her mantra, which is not business as usual.
Yes.
But the most positive things that I can highlight from now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll point to the lift of the ban. this week it was said that the dry meat from Northern Namibia is no more restricted.
Yeah.
That one I can see that it's one of those positive things.
Yeah.
And maybe also giving in to the green light that we have. The 100 days, maybe something in front is, there's something good coming.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we look at things like, for example, you know, the fighting of the corruption.
Yeah.
Even though that one is a bit contested.
You
can see that the minister, for example, Sankwasa and Mikundi,
yeah.
that she appointed,
yeah.
They are really working hard so that they can do what the president wants, that she cannot tolerate corruption. And again, I think I'll come back to that one later for the part of criticism. But there are so many, you know, good things, positive things. We have the green hydrogen and gas. Dangote was here. It seems like some investments are coming.
Uh-huh.
You know, her stance on Pan-Africanism and human rights.
Yeah.
These are really good things that I can point out on her first 100 days. You know, she traveled to all our neighboring countries just to acquit herself.
Uh-huh.
I'm really commending her for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at the key appointments. Do you have any voice on the key appointment that she has made?
The Minister of Health, a very big and crucial ministry.
Yeah.
In Namibia, and the doctor that was appointed, you know, those issues, those concerns. Even though I'm not condoning xenophobia and you know, but the appointment of the Minister of Health is somehow not that okay. And also, he does not have a deputy. I mean, the Minister of Health is one of the biggest.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have a deputy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the issues that Prof. Mpanda has been highlighting and pointing out are really pertinent issues that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that the government is they are not fast to act on these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have a lot of unfulfilled campaign promises.
Yeah.
Or maybe in the 100 days to.
No. It's done already. It's under, we are already on top of 100 days when you count 21st March.
And also you have this political turbulence.
Yeah.
You know the chaotic relationship that the president has with the SWAPO Secretary General. It really. It's something that worries me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you also look at the issues of the governors, no failure to appoint governors, you know, keep on extending.
Yeah.
There are days and not really just making, you know. To say, she's appointing new governors or not.
So it shows indecisiveness, or it shows that maybe she's not sure.
She's not decisive, and then this indecisiveness is keeping us in limbo and guessing what will happen to the governors who will be appointed. It's a challenge.
What if it's a political strategy not to know my next move?
But the days are going.
Okay.
The days are going.
Now, Gabriel, tell me. Let us look at key issues that we voted for. I went to vote. Everybody went to vote. But especially as young people, we have one thing in mind to say. We want a president who can address our issues. We want a president who can address our issue. We want a president who understand what we are going through. Especially, number one, quality education. We also look at youth unemployment. Do you think our president has a clear plan on how to address youth unemployment, which is indicated that in terms of statistics, we are the highest in SADC region? Do you think she has a very clear plan about it, or she needs some assistance in that?
Yeah. The issue of unemployment.
Yeah.
And the issue of corruption.
Yeah.
You know, for a voter, this is really sad. I know they promised the internship whereby a student the Prime Minister said they will be attached to ministry for several months.
Yeah.
Up to date, nothing tangible was done on that.
Yeah.
Then you look at the issue of corruption. You see Minister Sankwasa saying AACC, Anti-Corruption Commission, is dead.
But is that not stepping on other people's territories?
It is at some instance.
Yes.
It's a proof that there is a problem with leadership.
Uh-huh.
So now here we are sitting with a president.
Yeah.
Who maybe she knows that the Anti-Corruption Commission is dead, and they are failing to prosecute people who are stealing and doing illegal things. You see the issue in Katima in the north.
Yeah.
The president is supposed to act and do something.
But I was talking with Meme Josephine, and she indicated, the spokesperson of ACC, she indicated that although they are done investigation, they don't have power apparently to. They don't have power to say this docket must go to court. It's up to the prosecutor. If the prosecutor is very slow, it means that ACC is also out. Maybe it needs to be shaken on there.
You see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, when Minister Sankwasa asks ACC is dead, he's hiding some of this thing.
Yeah.
And then it's also the system.
Yeah.
The president is supposed to shake the system.
Where's the problem? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the president is supposed to shake the system
and
make sure that now the anti-corrupt, the intolerance of corruption that she promised during the election, she's not supposed to act. Mm. Now we are caught up in a cycle of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
The ICC is saying this, and then the minister is saying this, then the attorney general is saying, no, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a sign of a weakness somewhere that the president
needs
to address.
Yeah, let us. There's something which I wanted to address, especially when it's coming to politics, from party politics to national politics. We have seen it with the administration of the late Genkop, where there's a bit of a gap or a bit of no quite clear link between the president and also the Youth League. A lot of people have complained, especially from the Sopopat Youth League. I know who they are. And they indicated that their wing is like it's neglected at the key appointment position, even though, although some of them or many of them have qualification and experience, and they think like they are neglected of, there was a bit of a tension between Espire and the Nanso, if you have to say. Do you think Memene Tumbo, in looking at her appointment, she's also following the same footsteps, or she's connected with the Youth League? Because even the current appointment, apart from Feni, it's like a bit of a head, not really closer to SPYR. What do you think about that?
It's a very big problem that the president needs to address.
Yeah.
Because for the for the next, after she finished her first 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember that it was the Youth League even before Netumbo started campaigning, yeah. It was the youth league which said they want a woman president.
They were fighting. And, they were fighting for her. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So these are the key important people.
Yeah.
Now you have a scenario whereby the youth league is not happy.
Yeah.
And the secretary general is not happy also.
Yeah.
So now what the president needs to do is to come to the table with the youth league, make peace with the secretary general.
Yeah.
I know they did some media briefing and pretend.
Yeah.
But some of these things they are deep.
Yeah.
As we stand, as we speak now, we have people from the late Hage's administration.
Yeah.
Who are a lot of important and also veteran members of SWAP who are not happy because they lost their job.
Yeah.
Some are sitting as a big benjamin.
Yeah.
And now you have the youth league and the secretary general. So the president really needs to work to come up with a good plan so that she can accommodate all these people.
Yes, Gabriel Yambo, lastly, what can we do to support the administration as an ordinary Namibian? What can I do to make sure that I contribute to this vision? Apart from me criticizing, what role do I have as an ordinary Namibian?
This one is a bit difficult, but let's just work hard and pray that the government notices our hard work. For example, I'll give an example of the red line.
Yeah.
We can see that now the dried meat is allowed to come to Windhoek.
Yeah.
So let's invest in agriculture. Let's do farming and support our family at this site. And also, cut cost on the food prices. The food is very expensive. Meat is very expensive. Now we have this opportunity to slaughter our animals in the north and dry the meat and then bring it here, which also I believe it's a good step to solve the issues of cattle rusting in farms, whereby we have thieves stealing cattle and drying the meat and come to Kapana in towns.
Yes.
So,
Gabriel Yambo, thank you very much for joining us and thank you for your analysis.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was Gabriel Yambo. Looking at some assessment, looking at what have been done well, what have been not done. And you are free to call us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. What do you think the first 100 days, not only Netumbo, not only the president, but the whole administration, what have been done well? What are the challenges? What are opportunities? And what is that which need to be done? Because it's one thing to praise a leader with 100%. Then it's also one thing to praise a leader with percentage that you are giving her, and also point out areas which need some improvement, because a president is a human being. Just a human being like you, and you saying out those critical problems or things that you think should have been handled well or differently, you are also contributing to national development. How did you handle this issue? Was it handled very well? There are things that you think they are not well, positioned. You can talk on not really to say structure adjustment, but realigning of institutions, the merging of institutions, and are these moves part of the bigger plan? Are these moves part of the bigger plan? And when we are doing this, it's also very interesting also to look at what was promised is it the materializing? How is the leadership? Is the president more of a state president than a party president? How to balance between those things? Because believe me, you operating at a state level is one thing, where you are the president of everyone. But party politics also matters, because party politics is the root of where you are standing from. It's the root where you are standing from. Is a party in order? Is an issue of the vice president? Is it in order? How is the way forward? Are the people united within the party which the president is leading? Which is very important. It's very important not only to focus on the ruling party, but it says a lot about, leadership at home. If the party is not together, what is the problem? How is the president handling this issue? How are these issues, affecting the issue of bread and butter? Because in whatever argument we are going to, the party which is leading the state, its stability means a lot, because one way or the other, it also controls the machinery of the state. That's why that is very important to look at. How are these things being handled? And looking forward. And I think those are some of the things that we are going to expand more, especially tomorrow at Early Morning Scoop, where we are going to look at our economic game plan, financial stability. We are going to look at those areas. We are going to look at where we are standing in terms of numbers. Are we moving forward or backward? But those are the points of another day. But so far, looking at my point of analysis as a political scientist too, I think our current president did the best in the first 100 days than many other, compared to other presidents. And looking at challenges ahead, she tried to navigate. Yes, there are also things that maybe she did not see, or maybe she was not advised well, or there are also things that she need to work on, particularly at, key appointments. Look at the key appointments, individuals with, questionable characters, looking at how things should be handled, and also the way case were handled, and also internal party politics, which we are seeing, and also a bit of unity, because there is one thinker who indicated that unity is very important. Unity is very important, especially with political force, or not really to say political enemies, because in politics, it's practically impossible for you not to have enemies, but uniting those people that are criticizing you, I think, is a very important thing. And it was a little bit of a punishment to say all the old guards must go home, and we are restructuring, which is also, it's good, but it was a little bit of a punishment. But what we want is unity and also stability. And the only problem which I have is my personal view, is the issue of addressing youth unemployment. That's the only problem which I have. The issue of addressing youth unemployment, and also the issue of quality education. That is very important. There's a difference between free education and quality education. Quality education is an education which curriculum is addressing key issues, where curriculum are addressed. Those research are based on, domestic, issues. And quality education is an education where, students are being taught innovation. They are being taught innovation. And quality education, it means when somebody is taught business administration or business management or entrepreneurship, this person obviously can manage a tax shop, or can work, or can do investment, or can start a operational business. Yeah, and quality education, It doesn't mean acquiring qualifications. We need to look at that. And I think the president must also look at, what is being taught at universities, what is being taught at, college, what is being taught at, vocational training center. I think the president must also look at that. And, the minister must be awakened to say, what is the content of our education, and also what is education doing. And the other time we were at NQA, and the acting CEO was speaking about these things of accreditation and evaluating qualifications. And one of the argument was, you know, some students, they can go to universities, but they are not recognized. When they come here, it's just a paper. But yes, that is an argument of another day. Look at it this way. There are those who went to colleges which are not recognized. They went to be educated, but it's like they have paper. Now, the question you are asking yourself, and this is a question which I've asked, let's say, what is the contribution of accredited quality education or quality qualification to the economy of Namibia? What is it? What quality are we looking at? What is the contribution of these qualifications that you are telling us that we must go to university, get honors and masters and PhDs? Then you are saying, no, you are qualified. You have level 8. This is according to us. You have level 8. Or you have level 9. And according to international standard, when you have level 9, you are a master. You hold that you did quite a deep research in that field, and you can contribute to the academic body of knowledge. But the question that we're asking ourselves is to say, okay, we have accredited, well evaluated qualification, but what is the contribution of this qualification, you know, to the Namibian economic development or Namibian development? Because when you ask this question, you'll be able to be answered to say, why do you have 50,000, 15,000 unemployed education graduate? Just that, education graduate teachers, 15,000. Then the statistic will tell you, when you add other courses, then you'll be able to understand to say that area must be worked out. And the issue of free education is a very brilliant issue. But that is not the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is people to be useful. How is the business environment in Namibia? How is the system accommodating a young person who wants to start a business? Is the system accommodating that? Is the system giving opportunity to more young people to show their talent? That's where we need to look at. And yeah, dear listener, you can still engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are doing analysis. We are looking at 100 days in the office, challenges, good deeds, and what need to be done. And yeah, those are some of the things that we are looking at. We have around 3 minutes before we come to the end of our discussion. So it's very important to make sure that you communicate with us. So it's very important to make sure that you contribute. And yeah, let's go to a commercial break, then we can
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could...
Yes, dear listeners, thank you very much for joining us at Business and Economic Segment. Thank you for your time, and thank you for always listening to our program. It's always very important to make sure that you connect with us at Eagle FM Namibia. Connect with us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Download our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. And also make sure that, you download our app, Eagle FM app, so that you will be connected with us. You'll be able to listen to the current and previous programs. And yeah, download IMBA app, the best simplification way of accessing your hymn book. And yeah, stay tuned. And until next time, see you around.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.